Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and I got an exclusive with Mark Kuros. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Congratulations on the new role, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Sharp, the new Sharp, right? I mean, for those that haven't been paying attention for the last 3 or 4 years, Sharp and NEC Display merged. And so you not only have the killer Sharp product line, but you've got all these new NEC Display products that are now under the Sharp umbrella. You must be really happy where you are right now.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of at the center of a lot of opportunity, right? I mean, I think you've got two great brands, right? Historical global brands coming together in the display space. So I'm really looking forward to working with the various customers and partners out there to bring that to bear.
Well, I know probably a lot of people know you, but I have some basic questions for you because I'm curious why you decided to join Sharp. I mean, what sort of led you down the path?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't refuse the great opportunity to join such a strong global brand, especially in the unique position that you just described, right, where you had these two brands coming together, the opportunity to work with great set of technologies, innovations at a point in time where I think there's an opportunity to bring display to kind of the next generation of customers.
Yeah.
Right. As the display AV market kind of evolves, you have this next wave of next generation of customers that will be kind of taking that mantle on and driving kind of the next set of innovations. So that opportunity to be able to kind of come back into the space was just too big to pass up.
Well, you mentioned coming back. I mean, I think probably most people remember you from your Samsung days. Tell us a little bit about your history in the display business specifically.
Yeah, I joined the display market, right? I kind of jumped in as a novice. I was a real newbie when I first got in. I had spent, 20 some odd years in kind of the general tech space, various different technologies. And so display was really new to me. But I jumped in and, kind of tail end of 2018, which was really a really exciting time because there was a lot of new technologies, especially, direct view LED, indoor LED that was just coming into kind of mainstream relevancy. And, and just a whole bunch of different things happening in the space pre-pandemic, right? So that was also interesting to see both sides of that. So I was able to live through kind of the early days of the pandemic and then the post-pandemic and all of the different unique opportunities that presented itself, both challenging but also interesting from a business standpoint. And so, got a viewpoint of quite a bit of, different technologies in that run, whether it was in kind of the large format or direct view LED or some of the other technologies, the large live entertainment and events space, all those different ones,
But now you also have projectors to add to your repertoire now because you didn't have that before. And now you've got a brand that also has all those display technologies
and more. Projectors.
And what's interesting is NEC Display, before they were part of Sharp, was the first company I saw that did a really good job of coordinating what they did globally. Mm-hmm. They were kind of ahead of the curve, whereas a lot of the other brands, their European office did something totally different than their North American office. And even preparing for shows, even though the shows were regionally, they all had the same message, the same theme. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how your role will help support customers globally, not just in North America.
Yeah, I mean, you hit a very interesting point because, and this goes farther than just the display space, right? I think in general, it's very difficult to operate efficiently and productively in kind of a global environment, right? Most customers, especially the large enterprise customers, want you as a manufacturer vendor to operate and treat them as a global customer, if that's the way they so choose to buy. But it's very complicated. And actually, as you said, NEC and Sharp were doing a pretty good job of that, right? From probably the most difficult part of that is the coordination of contacts, from around the globe, making sure that customers are able to reach you when they need to reach you and know who to contact. And so they did that very well. What I'd like to do is only enhance that and enhance that from the point of view of making it very consistent as it relates to the product set. So very clear product portfolio that a customer can rely on. So the same kind of product SKUs, very consistent approach on the warranties and how we service them and support them. And then as far as consistency on pricing and things like that, right? That at the end of the day, you know, because you're looking for as much as you can have a consistent cost structure when you're trying to roll out some of these very large projects or applications. And I think the other interesting part of it is, as we've seen in the, you know, I've been away from it a little bit, but have I seen, you know, the consolidation in the space has led to some very sizable partners growing. You know, the typical AV partners, you've got some that have really grown and have.
And they are truly good.
Yeah, and so I think they're also looking for a technology partner to be able to support them to allow them to continue their growth. And so be looking at that angle of it as well.
Yeah, I think you're correct in that, especially if you're a big brand and you have conference rooms all around the world, you don't want to walk into every single room and have to relearn how to use the room every single time you use it. And I think that is the reason why these global integrators have been successful. And I think the manufacturers that can accommodate that global perspective are critical. And I'm curious, sort of, how do you plan on driving growth specifically in the Sharp Display business? You know, what part of that will you be focused in?
I mean, I always take growth as there's always my three-pronged strategy, right? Is one is focusing on the customers, focusing on the ecosystem of partners, and then focusing on the team itself, right? Because you don't get anywhere without having, you know, a great team behind you to drive that. And so on the customer side, as we just talked about, I think it's really trying to identify those unique cases, the unique use cases, the opportunities there where we can meet them, where they are, what are their needs, the use cases that they're trying to drive with the innovations that we may bring to bear. I mean, we've got a lot of new technologies that are starting to enter in. You know, we're just at the precipice of AI and what that's going to mean to display. And so how do we better incorporate that as well as others? You know, DVLED is, again, really, it's now become mainstream, but it's really in that scale, knee of the curve growth phase, right? So being able to support that and enhance our, you know, kind of software and technology stack as it relates to managing, you know, these fleets of displays, both on the LFD side and LED side, and even in the projection space, right? As you think about the broader applications, and then working with the right partners, right? Want to make sure that we're supporting all the partners that are out there in the space, because you have, you know, a lot of different types, whether it's the, you know, the traditional AV integrators, the IT.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you specifically, is like, which partner dealer relationships are you going to focus on enhancing? Because you've got a great distribution network already.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, it can always get better, right? And so the more that we can do in order to support our partners, give them more broader opportunities in just making it more simple to operate and help them, right, kind of take some of the roadblocks out of the way. You know, make sure that we've got the right programs in place to support them. And then it's also about recruiting new types of partners, right? I mentioned at the beginning, some of the kind of that next wave of customers that are entering the display space, you know, how do we reach them on their terms? And sometimes, you know, it's new channels that are, really where you need to reach them. And, how do you provide those new channels with the opportunities? Because they may not have the expertise and the developed infrastructures to be able to support them like the traditional dealers and AV space would, in which case you got to make it as simple as possible.
Well, I know you from trade show world and video interviews and tours of the booths and stuff. I know nothing about your leadership styles. I'm just curious, what is your leadership style? What kind of person are you?
I think... you know, I like to inspire and motivate the teams. I do have kind of a competitive spirit, and I like to push the teams to go out there and and when, but doing it in the right way. And I also, you know, making sure that everybody feels heard in the organization, because I found that the best ideas don't come from my brain. They come from somebody else's. And so cultivating all those different ideas from the different voices in the organization and giving them an opportunity to bring those forward is kind of really what, you know, makes me kind of get up in the morning and making sure that, you know, we can drive growth. I'm a very growth-minded individual, so I'm always kind of looking for that. I think, you know, there's a lot of opportunity still in the display space, and, oh, yeah, and I look forward to help opening up those opportunities, you know, for, like I said, for Sharp, which is, you know, a tremendous brand, leveraging the history that it has on the document side.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about that specifically, if you don't mind, because I feel like that is a good example of an untapped market in AV, in the sense that you have all these customers that have the printers and copiers hanging off their network. And you could do the same thing with all the display technologies. You could, I feel like you could just walk in there and say, by the way, we do displays too, and be very successful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's a huge opportunity. As a, I was a, you know, prior to the display space, I was a document guy. So I spent 10 years in the document space when I was at HP, right? I definitely resonate with the opportunity there, because you do, you have a very strong, credible relationship with those end users through the, you know, very defined channel that does a great
job. Very loyal. Very loyal. If you're using Sharp, you're going to be using Sharp until some gigantic thing happens. And so I think you have this very loyal customer base out there.
So it's just a matter of making sure that that awareness exists through that channel. And I think it's a huge opportunity to drive display technology in that space.
And it is a different kind of sale, though, you know, because, because one is, you know, one is driven by ink and supplies, and the other one's driven by a solution. So it is a different kind of sale. So I get it. But I feel like that's the piece that I think that you have a uniqueness. Sharp has a unique opportunity in that none of the other display companies have, because you do, because you have these relationships with these Fortune 5000 companies that have Sharp all over their office in different ways.
Right. Right. That office. I would agree with you that the office stack that Sharp can bring to bear is pretty impressive when it comes to, you know, what you need from a productivity standpoint in the office, right? Whether it's analog communication or digital communication.
Yeah, I agree. Well, congratulations again. It's cool to see you back in the industry. I mean, I know you went off and did some really cool things in the consumer side, but I'm glad it's hard to leave our industry, right? You probably kind of had this inkling to get back in the industry, and ISE is going to be so much bigger this time than the last time you saw it. And it's only been a couple of years. And of course, Infocom as well. So I look forward to seeing you in person, and congratulations again for the new role.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Gary. I look forward to seeing you again out there on the circuit.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see each other in just a few weeks at ISE in Barcelona. I'm going to link Mark's LinkedIn profile in this, wherever you're watching this on the socials. Just click on his name and you can connect with him on LinkedIn if you're not already connected with him. And of course, you can see all of our coverage about everything that Sharp's doing at raypubs.com. Just type in Sharp in the search window. You can even see all the videos we shot in 2024, which, if I counted right, was something like 43, Mark. That's a lot of videos we shot. Of your stuff. So anyway, have a great day. Thank you very much for everyone for watching and listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.